The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Jose Maggiorati. This is a tremble exercise stress test file, EST space, MANGGIARROTTI space J. First name Jose, JOSE, last name Maggiorati, MANGGIARROTTI. Tremble exercise stress test, date of examination 11/28/22, cardiac care associates letterhead, referring physician Michal Lowinger. Let me just make sure that's Michal and not Michael. I want to make sure. Here we go. Yeah, it's Michael, not Michal. M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Michal Lowinger, L-O-E-W-I-N-G-E-R, M-D, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, M-D, new paragraph, clinical indication, 53-year-old male with history of low positive calcium score and hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, clonidine, 0.1 milligrams, Q12H, comma, Lasix, 20 milligrams daily, comma, hydralazine, 50 milligrams TID, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime, V1, V2. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 110 over 78, period, baseline heart rate, 77 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient underwent tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon, 30 seconds into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 152, parentheses, 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 168 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25536, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 106 over 74 and a heart rate of 75 at the end of the recovery period. Actually, let's change that to the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure 106 over 74, heart rate of 75 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion tremble exercise stress test to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets, comparable to his prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. Findings potentially related to a condition response to stress versus minor conduction disease. 5, there were isolated VPCs in the first 2 stages of stress, but there were no VPCs in successive stages of stress, and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Please change in the paragraph above where it says there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Please change that section to read there were isolated VPCs during the first 2 stages of stress, but no subsequent VPCs with increasing stages of stress, and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.